Now you turn in your Bible once again to Isaiah 35. Isaiah 35. The title of this message is The Highway of Grace. The Highway of Grace. Taken from Isaiah 35, verse 8 down through verse 10. Let's read these verses one more time. Isaiah 35, 8 through 10. And a highway shall be there, and a way. Now the first point of this message is this. There's one way. There's one way of salvation in Christ Jesus. And it shall be called the way of holiness. It's a holy way. Point number two. It's a holy way. One way, and it's a holy way. And then point number three is found this way. The way of holiness, the unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. It's a select way. Not only that, it is a safe way. Verse 9, no lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there. It's a safe way. But the redeemed shall walk there. The ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy. The last point is this. It's a joyous, joyous way. Everlasting joy upon their head. They shall obtain joy and gladness. Sorrow and sighing shall flee away. In the Gospel of Isaiah, it speaks much about the blessed salvation in our Lord Jesus Christ. Throughout the book of Isaiah, the gospel is described by different names. For example, turn, hold your place here, and find back Isaiah 28. Isaiah 28, the way of salvation in Christ Jesus here is called the foundation. Isaiah 28:16. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone. It's a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. So we see that salvation in Christ Jesus here is described as the foundation stone upon which believers can find refuge and rest. Not only that, but it's also called, find Isaiah 32, verse 2. It's called a great rock in a weary land. Isaiah 32, 2. And a man shall be a hiding place from the wind. Talking about the God-man mediator, the Lord Jesus. And a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. He is our refuge. And then over in Isaiah 61, turn over there. Isaiah 61, we have this glorious promise of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And here are salvations described as trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. Notice in Isaiah 61, verse 3, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified. And then here in our text in Isaiah 35, turn over there, Isaiah 35. Here in our text in Isaiah 35, we see salvation described as a highway and a way. This is the King's highway of free grace, sovereign grace. It's a free way. It's not a toll road. It's a free way, not paved by man's doing, but paved by God's free grace. And a highway shall be there. Now we see how this way is described by five different things. Here's the first one. Here's the first one. There is only one certain highway of salvation revealed in the Word. And that one way is none other than the person, the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is what this is talking about. the way, the highway, is Christ Himself. The Lord Jesus Christ Himself. Remember what our Lord said to Thomas when Thomas asked Him the question, Lord, we know not whither Thou goest, how can we know the way? And the Lord said to him, I am the way. I am the highway. I am the freeway. I am the truth. The truth. All the truth of salvation is summed up in Christ Jesus. He said, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Our Lord said, I am the way, I am the truth. And then He says, I am life. I am life. No man comes to the Father but by and through the God-man mediator, the Lord Jesus Christ. No one comes unto the Father but by this way, this truth, this life. Now think with me. Adam in the garden lost those three things. He lost the truth. He believed a lie. He lost the way. And he lost life. In the Lord Jesus Christ, we have the way, the truth, the life restored in Him, and much more. And much more in Him. The Lord Jesus Christ not only made the way, purposed the way, planned the way, and paved the way, but He is the way. He is the way. He not only shows us the way, He is the way. He is the way. He not only speaks the truth, He is the truth. He not only gives life, He is life. Listen to this scripture, 1 John 5:11-12. This is a record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life. Salvation. He that hath not the Son hath not life. We read in Proverbs 16:25, there is a way that seems right unto men, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Now there is a way that appeals to this old, fallen, fleshly, sinful nature. The way of works, the way of doing. That seems right unto men, but my friend, that's the way of death. That's the way of judgment. That's the way of wrath. Our Lord said this in Matthew 7, enter in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate. Narrow is the way which lead unto life, and few there be that find it. You see, my friend, the point is this. There is just one way of saving grace, and that one way is in a person, the Lord Jesus Christ. John and Peter that day in the temple declared unto all who would hear them, they declared, neither is there salvation in any other. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. What I'm plainly saying that this book teaches that salvation is in a person, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the highway. He is the one way. There is no other. Other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. Now, any who direct to another way, what would you say of them who would direct to another way other than Christ alone? Well, they're false prophets. Any who attempt to bring some addition to the way, such as works, good deeds, or religious ceremony, reveal that they're on the broad road to destruction. You see, Christ is the way. It's looking unto Him. Looking unto Him. This highway of grace never changes because God never changes. This is not a changing way. It's a steady way. It's a certain way. It's a sure way. Our Lord said, I am the Lord. I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob, you are not consumed. God does not change. Grace does not change. And I assure you that the way of salvation does not change. God saved the first sinner by grace in Christ Jesus, and the last sinner that will be saved exactly the same way through Christ, by Christ, in Him, in this way of grace. The Lord Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The way of grace never changes. The way of salvation in Christ Jesus never changes. It never needs repair. Everything we build needs repair. Our house, our car, everything we have anything to do with needs repair, needs attention. This way of grace and salvation in Christ Jesus never changes, never needs repair, never needs improvement, never needs an upgrade. It's constant, it's sure, it's the same. It is an eternal way in Christ Jesus. This highway of grace was constructed by God's purpose and grace, given us in Christ Jesus before the foundation of the world. Constructed not by my doing, but by His grace. This highway of grace was paved not with my good intentions. This highway of grace is paved with His righteousness, His righteous obedience, His faithfulness, not mine. His blood. This highway of grace is paved with perfect righteousness, with a perfect atonement for sin through His blood, through His sacrifice. This highway of grace, not only constructed by His purpose and grace, not only paved by His righteousness and blood, but maintained. This highway of grace is maintained by His power, by His purpose, by His love. Maintained by His love. Nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. We are more than conquerors through Him that loved us, who loved us and gave Himself for us. And this highway of grace, as I said already, is a free way, justified freely by His grace. He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? You see, there's one way of salvation. And my friend, that one way is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Not a counterfeit, not a phony, but the Lord Jesus Christ. Last week, when I was in Medida, we went down to the center of town. And in the center of this town, there is the oldest standing church building in North America, built back in the 1500s. Old, old Catholic building. And the doors were open. Beggars were sitting outside. And we gave some pesos to the beggars who were sitting outside. And some of us went in. Bridget and I went in. And some of the others that were traveling with us went in. Some of them did not. But as I went in that building, I noticed people in the pews kneeling and praying unto a... You weren't allowed to take pictures, but my camera took one anyway. But in the front of that building, as you look in there, is a crucifix. Must be 20 feet, 25 feet high. And those poor people kneeling and praying unto that idol. So sad. And as you walk around the walls of that building, they have different little idol shrines. And these people were just sitting there staring, kneeling and doing this. And I sat there and looked at them, and I just, my heart weeps for them. You see, the God whom we worship is a true and living God. He is exalted to the throne of glory. He ever lives to make intercession for us. True saving faith doesn't look to a statue for help or hope. True saving faith looks to the living Lord Jesus Christ, the victorious Christ, the conquering Christ, the reigning Christ. You see, there's just one way of salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. We cannot be redeemed but by His blood. There's no other way of forgiveness of sin but by the blood atonement of Jesus Christ. We cannot be saved but by His purpose and grace. We cannot be made righteous but by His righteousness alone. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord would impute righteousness without works. There's one way of grace. Christ Jesus. He is the highway of grace. Now notice this, secondly, in our text. And it shall be called, this way of grace in Christ Jesus, shall be called the way of holiness. The way of holiness. It says there, the unclean, now watch this carefully, the unclean shall not pass over this way. Now here we have a great problem. Because by nature, I am unclean. Can I show you that in Scripture? Right there in Isaiah. You have it in front of you. You find Isaiah 64. We all have a great problem. Because by birth, I'm born unclean. I'm born ungodly. I am a sinner by birth, by practice, and by choice. And you are too. Now notice this, Isaiah 64, verse 6. Isaiah 64, 6. We're all as an unclean thing. All our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. And there is none that calls upon thy name that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee. For thou hast hid thy face from us, and hast consumed us because of our iniquities. But now, O Lord, thou art our Father, we are the clay, thou art potter, and we are all the work of thy hand. We have a problem. We have this sin problem. Those who are put in this way must be made as holy as God. You see, it's a holy way. Now, be sure you get a hold of this. By my deeds and by my doing, by my washing, by my cleansing, by my righteousness, I can never remove the guilt of my sin. It's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us. I cannot make myself fit for this way. I'm unclean, and yet this way is called a holy way. Now here's the problem. How can this sinner be put in this way of grace and made holy? By what I do? By what I give? By where I join? Not at all. Only in Christ Jesus. You see, He is made to the believer wisdom. By nature, I'm spiritually ignorant. He's made unto me wisdom. He's made unto me righteousness. He's made unto me. He is made to me holiness. He is my holiness. In Him, I can be in this way. In Him, it's a holy way. God's way of salvation is a holy way, a highway. It's found upon holy truth, holy law, holy justice, holy love, and holy grace. God will not and cannot lower His standard of holiness, not even in the salvation of His chosen, His elect. Those who walk on this way must be made as holy as God Himself. How can that be? Oh, that I may win Christ and be found in Him. Not having my own righteousness, my own holiness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faithfulness, the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith in Christ Jesus. The psalmist asked this question. Psalm 24. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in His holy place? And the answer comes back. He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul to vanity, who has never sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and the righteousness from the God of his salvation. Thank God that is a description of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of glory who does enter in. He does have clean hands. He does have a pure heart. He has never lifted his soul to vanity. And you know what? Those who enter in to this way of holiness enter in by his merit, enter in by his grace, enter in by his righteousness alone. That's the glorious mystery of the gospel, how God can be just and justify the ungodly. The only way our wise God has established and revealed is through the all-sufficient, satisfying, all-meritorious blood, sacrifice, and obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now listen to this scripture. All of you know this very well. You've heard this. I've repeated this scripture over and over and over again. 2 Corinthians 5:21. God, Almighty God, made Him, the Lord Jesus Christ, to be sin, or to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. You see that? How can this sinner stand in that way of holiness? Only in Christ Jesus. Not by my merit, but by His. By His. Listen to this scripture. 1 Peter 3:18. Christ also once suffered for our sins, the just for the unjust, that He might bring us unto God. The Lord Jesus Christ died for the ungodly to make them clean, righteous, holy in Him. And then He puts us in the way of grace in Christ Jesus. And then He presents us before the Father without spot, blameless, without one blemish before God in His sight. How? In Christ. You see, the highway of grace, one way. And it is a holy way based upon righteousness imputed, righteousness given in Christ Jesus. Everything this sinner needs to stand eternally justified and perfectly holy before God now and forever is fully and freely supplied in Christ. Only that which God supplies will God accept. It's a holy way. My God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory through Christ Jesus. He's called Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. He does provide all salvation for us. My God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory through Christ Jesus. You got the first two points? There's one way. It's a way of holiness in Christ Jesus. Thirdly, notice this. This highway of grace and holiness is a select way. Is a select way. But it shall be for those, though wayfaring, though fools, shall not err therein. It says the redeemed shall walk therein, verse 10 and 9, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return unto the Lord. The highway of grace and holiness is also a select way. It is for those pilgrims and strangers, those fools chosen by God's grace. Who are these people? Verse 9 calls them redeemed of the Lord. Those chosen by His sovereign electing grace, bought with His precious blood. He says, you no more your own, you're bought with a price. It shall be for, look what it says in verse 9, the redeemed of the Lord. It's a select way. Our Lord said, you didn't choose me. He said to those disciples that day, you didn't choose me, but I've chosen you. And I've ordained you. And I've put you in the way. You see, it's a select way. It's for those covenant people given to the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who are bought with His blood. And then in verse 10, it calls these who are selected, the select way calls them the ransomed of the Lord. Deliver them from going down to the pit, God said, for I have found a ransom. And when the ransom price is paid by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the prisoner is set free. And that's what we have in Christ Jesus. You see, this is a select way. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has set us free. It's a free way. It's a select way for those given to the Lord Jesus. Our Lord said, "All that the Father hath given me shall come to me, and those that come to me I will in no wise cast out." So there's one way. It's a holy way. It's a select way. God hath from the beginning, beloved, chosen us unto salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto He called you by our gospel. Now notice this. Not only a select way, a holy way, and one way, but number four is this. It's a safe way. It's a secure way. It says in verse 9, no lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. Shall not be found there, but the redeemed will be there. The ransom of the Lord shall be there, and the Lord Jesus Christ, our captain, our Lord, our Savior, our salvation. Now notice the marginal reference on verse 9 where it says, for he shall be with them. The last part of verse 7. He shall be with them. He shall be with them. The Lord himself has defeated all our enemies. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us and washed us from our sin in his own blood. He keeps us safe in the way by his presence and by his power. He says, I will be with you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. We're kept by his power. The old lion, our adversary, may roar, but he cannot devour. We are kept by the power of God. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you, so that you may boldly say, the Lord is our helper. I will not fear what man shall do to me. You see, it's a safe way. Turn to Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43. Look at verse 1. Do we put ourselves at risk or in harm's way by trusting the Lord Jesus Christ? Never. Never. It is safe to trust all your salvation to Him who is altogether lovely. Look what it says here in Isaiah 43. Look at verse 1. But now thus saith the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, you're mine. When you pass through the waters of heartache and trouble and trial, he says, I'll be with you. When you go through the rivers, they will not overflow thee. When you walk through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable. I have loved thee. Therefore I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, I am with thee. I'll bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I'll say to the north, give up. To the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, my daughter from the ends of the earth, for everyone that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. You see, this is a safe way. The Scripture declares, if God be for us, tell me, who can be against us? If Almighty God is for us, and He is, completely so much so that He gave His only begotten Son to secure this way, to give us this way, to keep us in this way, He'll never forsake His own. Never. He said, I give unto them eternal life, and they will never perish. Neither can any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave to me, is greater than all, and no man can pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. It's a safe way. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up on this way. It shall not be found there. But the Lord, and the redeemed, and the ransomed of the Lord. Now here's the last thing. The highway of grace in Christ Jesus is a joyous way. It's a joyous way. Look at verse 10. And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs. Everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness. Sorrow and sighing shall flee away. It's a joyous way. It's an everlasting joy obtained by His grace. This may refer to our eternal joy and glory, but is also the joy and blessedness that we enjoy as believers right now. Right now we rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Psalm 144 declares this, "Happy is the people whose God is the Lord." Notice, if you will, Isaiah 61. Turn over there. It's a joyous way. We do rejoice in Christ Jesus. Isaiah 61, verse 10 this time. "I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God." You see that? "For He hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with a robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all nations." David oftentimes, turn to one other scripture, find Romans chapter 4. David oftentimes talks about the blessed man. The blessed man. And that word can be rendered happy. Happy. Happy is the man whose hope is in the Lord his God. Happy is that person whom the Lord will not impute sin. In Romans chapter 4. You got it? Look at verse 4. Look at verse 4. Who are the happy, blessed people? Romans 4:4. "Now, to him that worketh is reward, not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness." Even as David also described the blessedness or the happiness of the man unto whom the Lord imputeth righteousness with out works, saying, verse 7, "Blessed, happy, happy are those whose iniquities are forgiven, whose sins are covered." Blessed. Look at verse 8. "Happy, happy is a man to whom the Lord will not charge sin." He can't charge the believer with sin. "For in Christ Jesus, for there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in the Lord Jesus Christ." If the Lord Jesus Christ took my sin, paid my debt, suffered God's wrath and justice, put away my sin, God's justice can't twice demand at my bleeding surety's hand and then again at mine. That cannot be so. You see, this is a joyous way in Christ Jesus. Well, I pray the Lord will bless His Word to your heart and cause you to think about the Lord Jesus Christ, this way, this highway of grace in Him.